Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the sixth week after the Sunday of Trinity Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. Our scripture lesson comes from 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. It is quite clear from Christ's interpretation in this gospel that we are all guilty of breaking the commandment, "You shall not kill." He who is not born again from God cannot possibly ever throw off the charge of murder. Even though a man refrains from the act of murder, he cannot get rid of his murderous thoughts and his acquiescence in a murder. How often do we not say when someone is murdered, "He got his deserts, it served him right"? All such reactions are clearly contrary to this commandment. God does not merely consider external works, he looks into the heart. And so this commandment, "You shall not kill," is a very wide-reaching commandment with a very wide application. Without spiritual rebirth, it is beyond us. Here too, it is necessary to become a new creature. Christ has fulfilled the whole law for us by his perfect obedience to his heavenly Father in life and in death. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written in Galatians 3:13, "Cursed be everyone who hangs on a tree." By faith in Christ, all our sins against God's law are fully and freely forgiven. For our sakes, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, that we might be made righteous, which avails before God in him. By faith in Christ, we become new creatures. We are born again, and we love to run the way of God's commandment. But even as new creatures, we are still far from perfection. We must always remain linked with Christ, or else we must surely fail. Let us pray. Renew us by your Holy Spirit, O God, that we may begin to love your holy law and observe it in our relations with our neighbor as new creatures in and through Christ our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.